You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So tonight's shir is very halacha lemaisa, exceedingly. That's because many people nowadays receive packages on Shabbos, even before Amazon, even before Amazon Prime. But kal vachomer now that we have Amazon and Amazon Prime deliveries, you know, you see people getting boxes every day, especially Shabbos. So the question is, what do we do with the box that is left at our doorstep? Two questions, essentially. Both are important. Number one, is the delivery that we receive from the guy who delivers the Amazon delivery or whatever else, other delivery, is that going to be mukta? And B, if it's not mukta, then am I allowed to use what's inside the box? So just two or three examples. You ordered shoes, Shabbos shoes, and they came, when? Friday night. So could you figure out a way to open the box beheter and then use the shoes, wear those shoes on Shabbos? I'll tell you a case. There was some that we had in Washington Heights. I don't think they have it in this neighborhood, called Google Express. It only was operative in high-density populations like Washington Heights, like the Manhattan. So Google Express is twice as good as Amazon Prime. You order from Target or Costco or Walgreens, and you get it within 2 hours to your door. So Friday afternoon, I go to the pantry and I say, oh my gosh, we don't have any seltzer. So I ordered a case of seltzer. 2 hours later, sitting making kiddush, there's a knock on the door. And a case of seltzer is brought to us, so can we use the case of seltzer that was just brought to us?
Correct.
That's going to be an afkamina. Another situation. You ordered a sefer to learn, you're learning daf yom, yevamis, or sukkah, and you need the picture book to help you with the daf, and you ordered it, and it comes Friday night, Shabbos morning. Could you, again, ignoring the aspect of getting it out of the box, which is a different question, could you use the sefer that arrived? So these are all important questions, and even if you can't use the sefer, but what if the box is muktzah and it's left on the porch? So you're going to have to leave it on the porch? We know that if you leave Amazon boxes on porches in certain neighborhoods, they disappear. The number of robberies after Black Friday or Cyber Monday, the number of robberies from people's porches, that's when everybody buys their electronics, is astounding. I don't know what the numbers are, but the numbers of robberies are much more than usual because of just people just taking the Amazon deliveries. So that's the shaila that we're going to learn tonight, and it's a very involved shaila that we're going to have to sort of dig in to figure out what the nekudos are, and hopefully we'll come out with a maskan at the end of the shir. And we might have to, let's start. Beitza daf chav dalet amud beis, source number one. Everyone has a source sheet? Great. Says the Gemara Beitza, Amar Papa, Hilchasa. Nachri shehiv hevi doron liyisrael biyom tov. We're not, for the time being, we're not going to distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif. But a guy brings a present to a Jew, to you, on Yontif. So let's say he brings you a, he went fishing, and he brings you a trout, or he brings you a salmon, a fresh salmon, or he brings you some cherries that he picked. So it depends. If we assume that these cherries were mechubar, then usur, it's going to be usur to eat those cherries that he brings for you, because you have to assume that he picked them on Shabbos or on Yontif, and you're getting benefit from his chilul Shabbos or chilul Yontif.
My neighbor brought eggplants to me on Shabbos.
That he picked that morning?
I don't know. Either the day before.
Okay, so that will be, he will assume if they are growing, if they are in the plant or in the ground now, they would be usur. And not only that, but since we're concerned that he's going to do an Isser for you, even Motzei Yontif or Motzei Shabbos, when it's no longer that you benefit, you have to make sure you don't benefit from the fact that he did it, and you have to wait the few minutes after Shabbos for him to have time to do it. That's Asur and B'chdei Shi'asim.
You didn't tell him to do it.
That's correct. You didn't tell him to do it.
If he do it for himself and give you some of it, why would it be Asur? It's not Isser on him.
So let's see Rashi, which will answer one of those two questions. The fact that it was on the tree when Shabbos came in or when Yontif came in, That means that he chose to not pick them before Shabbos. Midololak ton me'asmol, aksinu midaite, lo tachlo b'mechubar ben shalom ben shal nachri. So we, from the fact that they weren't picked when Shabbos came in, they were designated as Moksa. So now that he did pick them on Shabbos, they're still Moksa. If you see something here that relates to what you asked, even if a person doesn't ask the guy for a malacha, if a guy does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to benefit from it, even after Shabbos, until there's enough time for him to go ahead and do it. Again, this is a halacha that has nothing to do with our sugya. Whenever there is a malacha that a guy does on Shabbos for the benefit of a Jew, for the express benefit of a Jew, you're not allowed to be nana from it on Shabbos. So like if a guy would turn on the light, even though you didn't ask him, let's say you want to learn in your den and the lights are off, and your cleaning lady sees that you're sitting in your den and you look all disappointed that you can't learn in your den or in your library, your office, your home office, and she says, "Don't worry, sir, I'll turn on the light so you can read." She turns on the light and walks out. You're not allowed to use that light. You have to walk out.
She likes it for herself, and then it's fine.
That's a different story. That's
so really, if he cut it for himself and then give you some of it as a present, it should be the same thing.
No, because he cut 12 grapes. He had 4 for himself and brings you 8. Those 8, he did a separate malacha for you. But I don't want to get into that. That's a complicated subject. Continues the minute. Let's just continue because it's going to get involved. We're not even scratching the surface.
No, I just want to mention one thing that. In the years when I grew up in America, okay, I was born here, so there was always, every neighborhood had Shabbos guy. And people erroneously, they actually told the guy, to go ahead, open the fire, open the light.
100%. And so depending on circumstances, sometimes it would be, yes, the parameters of Hilchos Amir L'Nachri, people don't know.
People didn't
know. So there's a lot of, depends if it's for the heat, that might be okay, for the light, that's different. Could you see a little bit? Could you not see a little bit? A lot of permutations. Continues the Gemara. Second bullet point. Let's say we're not to be worried that he actually cut the fruits on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So we're not dealing with an Isser Dereis that was violated. Then all we're dealing with the fact is that he brought it from here to there, which is, I think, more relevant to our Shaila. We're not worried that when you bought a pair of shoes, that somebody manufactured shoes on Shabbos and brought it to you Saturday morning. Right. So let's talk about the package that we get. We're not really worried that he did a malacha in the manufacturing or in the picking of this package that he sent to you. The question is just the bringing it. So then it depends. Says the Gemara, Toch ha-tchum mutter. If he brings it to you from inside the tchum, then it's mutter. Mutter meaning it's not mukta, and you could even use it. Chutz l'tchum, if he brings it from outside the tchum, and this line is what we're going to be spending the whole night on, if he brings it from outside the tchum, it's aser. That means, we'll see if it's mukta or not, but it's aser to use. V'habba b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutul Yisrael acher. Let's say it was brought to me, the guy brings it to me because he likes me, he owes me a favor, so I can't use it on Shabbos, but I could give it to my next door neighbor to use. Which is interesting. So let's back up one line. If it's brought from within the tchum, it's mutter. That means, let's say you order a package, let's say you order seltzers from Google Express, like I described to you. I lived in Washington Heights, and you order from Costco on 125th Street. And they bring it uptown. They bring it from 125th to 185th, that's 60 blocks, 3 miles uptown, it's within the tchum. Even if they brought it from the Bronx, it would be in the tchum. Even if they brought it from New Jersey, depends where in New Jersey, Machlokas maybe. But whether the Brooklyn and Manhattan and Queens and the Bronx, they're all the same tchum Shabbos. And therefore, let's say you ordered something on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and Google Express delivers it a few hours later, or next day delivery from something that you ordered from... I don't want to say B&H Photo because they're Jewish, that's a different issue. You order from some electronic, not electronics, you order some, whatever it is, next day delivery on Friday from the city to your house, which is in the city in the five boroughs. It's in the Tchum Shabbos. We're in the Tchum Shabbos right here of Manhattan and Brooklyn and the Bronx, the Queens. The bridges are fine. The bridges in the city are fine. Why? That's a good question, but they're all fine. The Minhag Yisrael, already going back 100 years, is that the Jews used to walk over the Williamsburg Bridge on Shabbos. My grandmother, Aleha Shalom, who died when she was 99, I think, and she was nifter 15 years ago, she remembers that when they were little girls, everybody would walk over the Brooklyn, the Williamsburg Bridge on Shabbos.
What's the difference?
So hold on. So that means that those seltzers are delivered to me from within the Tchum, right, from Costco in Manhattan to Washington Heights in Manhattan, within the Tchum, that is mutter. And not only are they not mukza, but you're allowed to drink that seltzer at the Friday night dinner. However, if it was brought from outside the Tchum, I ordered a product from Wichita, Kansas, and it gets delivered to me Shabbos morning, I ordered a sefer from a farm store in Baltimore or in L.A., and it gets to me on Shabbos morning. Can I use that sefer? So I'm not allowed to use that sefer, the Gemara Paskins, but the other people in Daf Yomi can use that sefer, but not me. That's what's the Gemara Paskins. Hold on, please. Let's see why this is so. Let's see. Says Rashi, Chutz l'tchum asurin, Rashi, that's the italics underneath the underlined line. Chutz l'tchum asurin, lo shamati tam mekubal b'davar. Asks Rashi, I do not know why this is so. I have not understood a satisfactory answer. Why? Explanation why? Because if it's mukza, if you say that because it came from out of the tchum, that makes it mukza. So if it's mukza, it should be mukza for everybody. It's a mukza, it's a din in the chafzu. Exactly. It's a din. The item is mukza and should be yasser for everybody. If the isser is not that it's mukza, but it's that the tchum was violated to bring it to me, a guy had to bring it from outside the tchum to bring it to me, so the tchum was violated. So it should also be aser to everybody. Because we know that if a guy does a malacha for a Jew, it's aser for everybody to be nana. So Rashi answers right before the number two. V'yesh lomar, the gabi iser tchumin, which is only derabbanon, lo achmir kulahai. Rashi is saying that the iser is not mukta, it's because an iser was violated. But since the Isser that's violated was only an Isser of Tchum Shabbos, which is only Derabbanon, therefore we're not going to be so machmir, and we're only going to be machmir on the one who it's addressed to. If the guy violated Tchum Shabbos for you, so we're going to make it Isser for you to use. Since anyway, it's only if it would be Isser Doraisa, if he would violate an Isser Doraisa like drive or something, or do a real Isser Doraisa to bring it to you, it would be Isser to everybody. But if you only violate an Isser Derabbanan, like go out from out of the Tchum to in the Tchum, for you, it will be Isser only for you and not for other people, because it's only a low-level Isser, an Isser Derabbanan.
Mukzah is also Derabbanan.
Right, but he's assuming that it's because of the Isser. He's assuming that the problem here is that the guy violated an Isser of Tchum Shabbos for you, so therefore, since it's only an Isser Derabbanan, the rabbis were machmir only for you, not for other people.
How do we know that the delivery guy is a goy? He could be Jewish.
You could follow Rove.
In New York?
In New York. Rove delivery guys are goy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the fact that if the owner of the chayfetz came Shabbos was in a different chum?
You're talking about a Jewish owner?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a...
That's what we're talking about. The owner of the Chavis is a guy, and he's from out of the Tchum, and was sent over Shabbos from out of the Tchum to into the Tchum. That's exactly this case. And we're saying, if it was brought from outside the Tchum, from Wichita, Kansas, Friday, when Shabbos came in, it was in Wichita, Kansas. By Saturday morning, it's in our neighborhood. So that means Tchum is violated. So it's also to the addressee, but his neighbor could use it. That's a report. That's what the
Shulchan Aruch says. Because of the distribution center we have in JFK and elsewhere, it's most likely that...
We'll talk about that, yeah. Yeah.
And what's the difference between having a guy pick something for you and having a guy do the malach of hotzah for you?
So I don't want to talk about the word hotzah, but let's assume that the difference is it an Isser D'oraisa or an Isser D'rabbanan? An Isser D'oraisa, picking it, is an Isser D'oraisa, and an Isser of Hotzah from a Carmelist or from Tchum is only Derabbanan, and that's why it's okay. That's one answer. Another answer to your question is that picking the item changes the Chayfetz qualitatively. Until now it was on a tree, and now it's in your hand. Masha'en Kain, transportation is not a Shini in the Chayfetz, and therefore it's more Kal. If you're just transporting something from here to there. Whether you say it's because of Otsa, or it's not a change in the Gufa Chayfetz. That's what the Rishonim say. But we'll get there. Okay. I have to hold on. We're really never going to get anywhere because there's a lot to do here. And we didn't even get to the first source. Comes the Rashba and says, no. You have it all wrong. Why is it usur for the addressee to use something that came from out of the tchum? If you get the delivery from Wichita, Kansas, Rashi said, because a guy violated an isur of Shabbos for you. So you're not allowed to get hanah from it. Says Rashba, no. Totally different reason. Chus l'tchum usur zot Rashi gzeira. It's not that you're getting hana from his malacha. Gzeira shemar yomar lo havei. Aha. Totally different iser. If I will receive something from a guy and I like it, what am I going to say next week?
Bring it
again. Or he'll bring it to me today. And I say, wow, this is really great. This is really delicious. Please bring me more. So it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. If he brought it for you, don't use it. Because if you use it and you enjoy it, you might tell him to bring it again, or bring more next week.
So the first time also he brought it for you. I understand.
Right. He brings it to me right now. And we say, if you use it, you might come to ask him to bring it. And where you're telling him to do it, where you're actually telling him. The first time you didn't tell him anything. Right. But there's no issue when he just brings on his own volition, he brings it to you. So you're not involved. He brought on his own volition. But for you to tell him to do it, that's going to be usur. So therefore, if he brought it to you where you didn't tell him anything, so it should be okay. Chachamim say, don't you... Right, he brought it to you the first time, but he's a guy. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. And you didn't even tell him anything. But if you now accept it and use it, then you will come to violate an isur d'rabbanan of telling him to bring it.
But you ordering 2 hours before Shabbos, you basically tell him, bring it on Shabbos.
We're going to talk about that. Okay. We'll talk about that.
But with this chutz v'tchum, okay, and besoich v'tchum, that's the Gemara itself.
That's the Gemara. The Gemara makes a distinction between besoich v'tchum and chutz v'tchum.
Why a distinction?
Because if he's within the tchum, and you ask him, he asks you to bring it, so you can ask him to bring it again. If he brings you shoes from his store, you know, in Cedarhurst, to your house in Lawrence, and you say, wow, I like these shoes. Could you bring me another pair?
So
that's
why
fine.
Why would I say the next time he'll bring it chutz l'tchum? He doesn't know tchum.
No. No, because his store is in the tchum.
So
he lives in the tchum.
In the
tchum.
He has a store there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not complicated.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, there's one other small nekuda that we have to keep in mind that the Rashba tells us. Look at the next paragraph of the Rashba in source number 2. There's the Rashba on Be'ah Chaftal Adam and Beis. When the Amazon delivery drops it off on the front door, on the front porch, or sometimes he doesn't even get to the front porch, sometimes he throws it on your lawn. If we let's forget the fact that we live in a place with no Erev. Let's say you live in a place with no Erev. Let's say you live in Montauk. You have a summer house in Montauk. On Fire Island, or on somewhere out on Long Island, you have a summer house, and the Amazon delivery guy throws it onto your front lawn. Says the Rashba, since it came out of the tchum, what's the halacha of something that's out of the tchum and brought to you? You're not allowed to move it more than 4 amas, because it's supposed to be out of. If it was Kona Shvisa, if it started its Shabbos out of the tchum, and now it comes to wherever it's dropped, you can't move it more than 4 amos. So let's say again, here in our neighborhood, if something came from out of the tchum into our neighborhood, we could carry it anywhere within our Erev. Our Erev is the dira, like the house. But if it was thrown onto your front yard in Montauk, or in Fire Island, or in Southampton or something, where there's no Erev, I assume there's no Erev there. Once it hits the ground, it will only, since it's from out of the tchum, you could only move it 4 amos. Yeah. So if
the 4 amos can't go from reshus to reshus, you can't bring it into your house.
Probably. So it's going to be stuck there even if we say you're allowed to use it, so if he delivers seltzers, let's say, again, just using that example, and he drops it on your front yard, so you can't eat it. That we said already. But somebody else, your next to the neighbor, could eat it, but only if he eats it in those 4 amos. Let's see that second paragraph of the Rashba. V'davka, when do we say that it's mutter for Yisrael? B'sof dalet amos she'inichan gai. In the four amos where the guy put it down. Aval halichan, to transport or to move this item that he put down. Chutz l'dalet amos, aser, why? L'fi she'cheftze ha'gai konim shvisa. The guy owned the seltzers, or the guy owned this package. And wherever Shabbos started, that's where its place was designated. And now it went to a different tchum. V'chol she'yotzmi mekomen asur l'holichan chutz mimakom she'nichum sham. However, kol ha'ir k'dalet amos, if you have an Erev, if you have a city that's surrounded by a wall, then that whole place, so if they drop something off anywhere in this neighborhood, we could carry it to elsewhere in the neighborhood because we have an Erev. Okay. Next. Now, the point was raised that when we order something from Amazon, the way the shipping system works is that if you get something delivered Shabbos morning, 95% of the time it's already in the tchum by Friday night. Meaning, you ordered it, let's say, right now. They send it tomorrow morning from Wichita, Kansas to Chicago. Or whatever their hub is. Anyone know where the Amazon hub is?
They have one at JFK.
Yeah, fine. Then they send it to JFK, let's say, gets there at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. Wait, JFK is in our tchum. Mm-hmm. It's not in our Erev, but it's in our tchum. That means if it got to the distribution center at JFK, then it's in our tchum. And therefore, when they deliver it to you Friday night, late Friday night, or Shabbos morning, or even Shabbos afternoon, it was already in your tchum when Shabbos came. So then, it's coming from inside the tchum, and it's mutter to use. So let's think for a second. If you get your delivery Friday night, I guarantee it, it was in the tchum when Shabbos began. If you got a delivery on Shabbos, maybe it only got, let's say Shabbos at noon, maybe it only got to the JFK distribution hub late Friday night or early Saturday morning or in the middle of the night on Friday night. So then, maybe it got there before. I don't know. It's a suffix. So how should I deal with this question if I get it delivered to my house Friday night, I am sure it was in the tchum, in the JFK distribution hub. I'm sure it's in the tchum or even the postal office, the local postal office, Friday before Shabbos.
You can track it right before.
That's true. That's true. You're right. You can track exactly where it is. But if I don't know, look at this cooler that Tosa is going to tell us.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Look at what I underlined in Tosa. Tosa is in base. The same daf says Omer of Shmuel mi Ivra. Never heard of that city or that Rishon. The Safek Chutz Latchum Mutter. Interesting. We're only dealing with an Isser Derabbanan. The whole Isser of using something that a guy brought from outside the tchum or that a guy brought by Isser is only an Isser Derabbanan. You shouldn't benefit from a guy's actions. Or you shouldn't come to possibly tell a guy to do it for you next time. That's an Isser Derabbanan. If it's a Safek on an Isser Derabbanan, I assume that's his logic. I don't have the rest of the Tosis here. I assume that's his logic. It's going to be Mutter. So, Rabosai, if you get a package Friday night, you could assume it's from within the tchum. And you can actually use what was delivered to you. If you get a Shabbos morning early, then it's a suffix. Maybe if you even get Shabbos noontime, it's a suffix. Then it might have been in the tchum. You might still be able to use the item that was delivered to you, as far as tchum is concerned.
But I have the idea that it's maktzah mitaytzi, but I don't understand what we got with that.
Muktzah, we didn't get to muktzah yet.
You didn't know it was going to come. You weren't tracking it. You don't know that it's
okay. So the answer, I think, will be is that we don't care about you, we care about the guy who owned it. You can't, the one who is sending it to you, was he makzit midas or not? I think that's, let's hold that question. You're asking a very good question. And we're going to, the Rush is going to answer your question in two sources. Everything that we said until now is that the reason why we're going to be makel to allow other people to use the item, even if it came from out of the tchum, if it came from Wichita, Kansas. When Shabbos came in, it was in Wichita, Kansas, and now it comes into the tchum. So the Gemara said that it is usher to use for you, but for your next door neighbor, it's mutter. Why are we makel for your next door neighbor? So we said, because it's only usher to Rabbanan anyway. What if you hold that Tchum Shabbos is Mide? Oraisa. Like a big Tchum Shabbos, like hundreds of miles. That's also Doraisa. So if that's also Doraisa, so the guy is doing a real Issa Doraisa. Maybe when he brings it to me, it should be also not only to me, but also to my neighbors as well. Look at this incredible Ran on the bottom. The Ran on the Rif, Beitzi Yudgimam and Amad Beis and Dapi Arif, says the Ran. Look at the end of the line. Tmihani Ledivri Harif Haramban. Shehem Sovereign de Tchum Shalash Pasos Doraisa. Lama Haikel Bekach. We have an explicit Gemara that says that if it's out of the Tchum, it's mutter for your next door neighbor. It's also for you, but mutter for your next door neighbor. But if they hold that Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa, these certainly shown him, then why is it mutter for the neighbors? Look at this very important answer that shows us, this is another answer to your question earlier, that Tchum Shabbos is different from all the other, from the Lama Tes Malachos. It's different from all the other Yisurim that might be violated. Why? That Isur Tchum is different from any Malacha. You know why? Because, let's say something has to be harvested. It's on a tree, now it's off the tree. To pick it off the tree is asur for every Jew in the world. To hunt an animal, let's say the guy that delivers you he delivers you a fish on Yantif. Well, for any Jew in the world, to fish a fish would be asur d'oraisa. But let me ask you a question. Would the Isur of Tchum Shabbos apply to that Jew in Wichita, Kansas? Oh, we said that before Shabbos was in Wichita, Kansas, but there are Jews in Wichita, Kansas. For him, it's not asur. If there are Jews there. And therefore, since for those Jews it's not asur, and for me, I'm not in the Tchum, so for me it should be asur, you see that Tchum is a lighter type of... The guy did what? He made it able for me to access, but a Jew somewhere there could have accessed it without any violation of an isur of the guy doing anything wrong, because he was in the Tchum Shabbos. Look what I underlined. Mishum de isur tchumen eino shave bakol. Very unusual phrase, right? Tchum Shabbos is not an isur shave bakol. Why? Shemashu le'echad chutz l'tchum, hu le'achar tocha tchum. And therefore they were meikol. Therefore chacham were meikol, since for some Jews it is in the tchum, for other Jews it's not in the tchum. So if it was addressed to you, we'll asur it for you. For other people, we'll be meikol, because it's not an isur that's asur for everybody. If a guy picked cherries for you on Shabbos and brought it to you, no Jew in the world could eat those cherries. But if a guy violated Tchum, since there are some, the Jews in Wichita, Kansas could have used it, so even though he brought it from Wichita here to my house, maybe I'm not allowed to use it for whatever reason, but my next door neighbor will be allowed to use it. Period. Okay. Now let's focus on one point. If it's brought from outside of the Tchum to my house, we said that I'm not allowed to use it myself. So that means I ordered Zappos. I ordered shoes from Zappos. Where is Zappos located? Far away. I don't know. Plony Almoni, you'll tell us where Zappos is located, where the corporate headquarters is? Thank you. Fine, we'll know in 30 seconds.
Part of Amazon.
What? Zappos is owned by Amazon now. Okay. Seattle. Fine. Okay, so I order a box of shoes on Zappos. And it comes, and I want it. They're expensive shoes. And it comes to my house. So we just said it's from out of the Tchum. And let's say it's not delivered to my house till like Shabbos afternoon late. So I really assume that when Shabbos came, it was not yet in the JFK hub. It was from out of the Tchum when Shabbos came in. So it comes to my house on Shabbos. It's from out of the Tchum. So it's usher for me to use, right? Now, my friends, do I have to leave it on my front porch? A shoe is not muktzah. It's a Zappos box. So I know it's not muktzah. It's not like a laptop. If it's a laptop, it's muktzah regardless, in the Tchum, out of the Tchum. But it's a box of shoes. Shoes aren't muktzah. What's the only problem is? The problem is that it was, when Shabbos came in, it was out of the Tchum. And furthermore, even now that it has been brought into the Tchum by the guy, this very nice delivery man, it's also for me to use.
Vegas.
Ah, Zappa is coming from Vegas. Home of Sin City, right? You were just there, right? I'm sorry. Hold on. Says the Russian incredible Kula. Even though it's from out of the Tchum, and it's usher for you to use those shoes, but we said that for your neighbor, he's allowed to use those shoes. Oh, so should this be muktza for anybody? Says the Rush in Be'ah Perek Gimel, Havami chutz l'tchum af al gav de'asur ba'achil, even though the one who received it can't use it, the item that was brought to him, mutter betiltil, it's not muktza. Why? Came into mutter l'Yisrael achim. Even though the addressee, the designated recipient, can't use it,
somebody can.
But since his next door neighbor could use it, you know what I could do? I, the recipient, I, the addressee, I could bring it to my next door neighbor and say, here you go, please use it.
So you can handle it.
I can handle it. If I could bring it to my next door neighbor to use, you know what else I could do?
Yeah.
I could bring it into my house. So Rabbi Bozo said, we came out with a tremendous kula. And this is the halacha. If something comes from out of the tchum, even if it might be usher for me to use, and there's a lot more that we're going to discuss about that, but if it ends up on your doorstep, and it's not, again, we're not talking about computers, we're not talking about things that are mukta, if it's something that you know what it is, and you know that it's not mukta, it's like a gift, a say, it has Tuvia's Sfarim store on the outside of the box, or it has Zappo's shoe store on the outside of the box, or it has O'Nuts, the O'Nuts branch in Los Angeles, on the outside of the box. It says food out or something like that.
The
then it is that, not mukta.
O'Nuts shipping go out of Jamaica.
Okay. So we're not talking about O'Nuts, we're talking about some other thing from out of the tchum. It's not going to be mukta. So when you get the Amazon delivery, if you know what's in the box that it's not a mukta item, you can bring it into your house. You can't use it if it's from out of the tchum, but you can bring it into your house. If it would be a computer, then it's mukta, and you could treat it like any other mukta. One of the ways you could treat mukta is kick it. We learned in our mukta shir a number of months ago that there's machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, Chaznish is machmir, Mishnah Berurah is mekel. I'd be mekel. I'm mekel in general. You could be very frum. And this happened to me last Shabbos. We got an Amazon delivery before I was holding the sugya. On Shabbos, we came home from shul, and it was right. They put it right in front of the door. Even the Chaznish, who says you're not allowed to kick mukta, he says you're allowed to kick mukta as you're walking. You hear that? The Chazanish says you're not allowed to move mukta with your body. But if it's derech hilucho, just as you're walking, as you're moving, then it is. So if it's in front of your door, it's very easy. Reach forward, open your door, push the door open, and then just walk in and just kick it in. That even the Chazanish, everybody will agree that that would be a permitted way to move that mukta. Yes. So even if it would be a computer or some other mukta, it would be permitted.
Fine.
Exactly, a camera also similarly. Don't kick it too hard. Okay. So notice that we came up with a lot of halachas, we didn't even get to the Shulchan Aruch yet. One other point before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. I ordered the sticks to seltzer. I ordered seltzer from inside the tchum. So we said, if I order seltzer from Costco, right? Costco here on the, wherever it is in the Tchum Shabbos, and Costco delivery gets to me on Shabbos, so it's in the Tchum, and it's mutter. I'm allowed to even drink that seltzer. Let's say I order it from, I ordered seltzer from some delivery place in Pennsylvania. So it's also for me, right? It came from out of the tchum, I'm not allowed to use it. What about my family? Okay, I won't drink the seltzers, but my kids and my wife will. Nah, that's, you ordered it for you. You is not just you, it's not just me, how selfish would be. I ordered it for my family. Okay, but what about the guests I have been having for lunch? I know that my guests like Dr. Brown's root beer, right? Dr. Brown, everyone likes that, right? Dr. Brown's root beer? Do you ever get requests for Dr. Brown's root beer?
I don't know. Do they make root beer?
Not that.
Cream soda.
Cream soda, right. Do you ever get a request for Dr. Brown's cream soda?
Yeah.
You get requests? Do you ever get requests for it?
No.
You don't get requests. Okay, fine. Okay, let's say you know you're having a guest, and you know their favorite drink is already on Wednesday, you're having so-and-so, you're having Rabbi Orlean come to your house, and he loves Dr. Brown's black cherry, Dr. Brown's cream soda. So you say, I'm going to order from some online ordering place, I'm going to order some Rabbi Orlean's coming to me for lunch, and we're going to get these sodas. So it's delivered to you, you ordered it Wednesday, Thursday, so it's delivered to you on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to use it, right? Your family's not allowed to use it, right? That's also the addressee, designated recipient. What about Rabbi Orlin, your guest?
Why is it different than your neighbor?
You're saying just like your neighbor would be permitted, so too your guest should be permitted. I like your svara. Let's see the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, I cut out the first part. Certainly not just you, but also your family who rely on you are also, you know, even your son who's in college or in yeshiva and he comes back from the dorms for Shabbos, it's also for him also. Aval, if you invited guests, they don't live by you. They're not samach on your shulchan. They're not reliant on your table for their sustenance. Lo chashivim ibnei beiso, ela ki Yisrael acher damu. That's the svara of the Chazan. And therefore, if it's permitted, you the recipient, it came from out of the tchum. So you, the recipient, can't eat it, drink it. Your family can't eat it or drink it. But your neighbors can, and so too your guests can. However, says the Beis Yosef, no, maybe that's not the svara. Maybe we should consider the orachim who you invited. Maybe they are like your family because you're providing them with a meal. So there are two svaras that the Beis Yosef quotes. The Beis Yosef psak is indeed like the Chazan said that it is mutter. Guests are not considered like family. Okay, so when you say thank you for coming to my house, feel at home. That means, feel at home, but not too much at home, because you're not my family. And therefore, it's good you're not my family, because this way I could give you anything that comes in the mail right now. So that's a good thing. Now, we finally learned all the sources that we need in Shas, and in the Rishonim, and in the Beis Yosef, to understand the following few words of the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7. Davar she'ein b'mino b'mechubar, if something is delivered to you that is not attached to a tree, Ve'enu Mechus would say that it didn't have to be hunted on Shabbos. It was like a shoe or a book that you know wasn't printed or made or manufactured on Shabbos. So imba mitoch hatchum, if it came from Costco or from the JFK distribution hub, it is delivered to your house in the middle of your soup Friday night. So even though you got it on Shabbos, but it was from within the tchum, mutal kol, everybody could enjoy it, even you, the recipient, the addressee. Vimba mechus l'tchum, paskins l'shulchan aruch. Asur la'achlan, notice the word that he says. Asur to, only to eat it is asur, but to handle it is going to be mutter. Why is it mutter to handle? Because since it's mutter to your next to neighbor, so it's not all totally off limits, it's going to be mutter betiltel. It's not asur b'matzah. However, asur la'achlan, l'mishu hubu b'shvilo, u l'chol b'nei veso, and we know that that only means his family, not his guests. Aval mutter l'taltalan, Besoch Dal Ramas, or in our case where we live in an era, Besoch Ayir Mukavas Chama. That's for me and my family, but for Acherim, they get guests and the next door neighbor, Mutam Afla Achla. Fine. Skip to the Ramah. Fine. Says the Magen Avraham in source number 8, this heter that we are allowing other people to eat. My next door neighbor to use this item and to eat this item, even if it was brought on Shabbos from out of the tchum, says my brother, that would apply even if it's outside of Yud Bey's meal, even if it's many miles away. Even if you hold tchum Shabbos as Doraisa, he says another svara. Kevan she'enu mefurish bekra tchum Shabbos. How do you know that there's an issue called tchum Shabbos? Is tchum Shabbos one of the lamed test malachos when the Torah says lo sasu malacha? It's not one of the. It's Takana Shlomo. Tchum Shabbos Doraisa can't be Takana Shlomo. I think it's Lo Yetzu Ish Mi Pesach Beiso. Right. Lo Yetzu Ish Mi Mekomo. There's some pasuk that we learn it from, but I guess it's not considered Mefresh Bekra. So therefore, they're Meiko. Fine.
If it was Doraisa, Shlomo couldn't create.
Also, not right. Considered Mechal Shabbos for other things.
Interesting. Is that so?
I think so.
Okay. Fine. Look at the Mishnah Brura, the second Mishnah Brura. This is in Siman Tav Kuf Tesva, which is Hilchos Yontif. This Mishnah Brura Nun. He says that if it comes into your city, you could carry it anywhere in your city if you have an Eruv. I'm sorry, if it comes into a walled city, you could carry it anywhere in a walled city. Says Mishnah Brura, who had the Mesocha Yir Sheish Batikun Eruvin, Shari Dika Arba Amos Dam. Even though it comes from out of the Tchum Shabbos into where you are now, even though you could only move for Amos, but if it's in an Erev city, you carry anywhere near. I got a phone call from a student years ago on getting on a plane at 1 p.m. His plane was delayed, a domestic flight. His plane was delayed. He was sitting in the plane for like 3 hours. And then they said, finally, at 1 p.m., we're going to take off, or 2 p.m. on a short Shabbos. And he said, once they found out, he said, okay, I have to get off. He called me, could I take the flight? I said, you could take the flight, but when you land, you have Dalet Amos.
Yeah.
You have Dalet Amos. That means, because you're going from out of the Tchum, once you go out of the Tchum, you have 4 Amos, you can walk 4 Amos. So you'll, I don't know, you could get off the plane 4 Amos, you could walk 4 Amos in the plane. I don't really know the halachas. So you have to get off the plane now. So he told the stewardess, I'm sorry, I have to get off the plane now. She says, I'm sorry, sir, we already closed the doors. So maybe he called me back or not, I don't remember. He said, excuse me, ma'am, there's a religious reason that I have to get off the plane, and if you don't let me get off the plane, I will have to sue for religious whatever. And somehow they were able to open the doors. Magically, the doors opened. Yeah. So that's an example where a person was going out of the tchum. If for whatever reason you have to drive, you are, I don't know, you're lost, you're whatever. There's a special hetzer that we give to, let's say, Hatzalah people. If Hatzalah guy would go, again, without getting into all the Hatzalah coming back and whatever, if you drive to somebody, you take somebody to a hospital outside of the tchum, you bring them to the hospital, you're allowed to walk around wherever you want in the hospital. But you're not allowed to walk outside of the hospital because you left the tchum. Same thing here. So if somebody was brought from out of the tchum, it could move 4 amos, but it's stuck over there. Okay. Let's do another one or two points, and we're not really going to get to the real kulas, which we're going to have. I want to ask a question. This is a question that's raised in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs. He points out a question that is an interesting thought. All we talked tonight about is tchum. There's a much more serious problem that we really have to address. And that is, how did the guy get the delivery to you? He drove a
automobile. That was his choice.
Could
have carried it.
He couldn't have carried it. No, it's not reasonable.
It wasn't a piano. It was just about
It's not reasonable. From JFK, he's going to have to bring this. Why am I bringing this Shulchan Aruch that talks about, it's only violation of Tchum Shabbos, and Tchum Shabbos, we have all these leniencies. It's not like a real Isser where he, cut it off a tree or hunted it for you.
If he
brought it via a truck, he brought it via a truck and he needed a truck because normal people would use a truck to bring 300 packages 7 miles away, even though it's from Jamaica. And since it's a truck, it's an Issa Daraisa. Once he violates an Issa Daraisa and bring it to you, there are no clues whatsoever. No one's allowed to use it. So if that's the case, everything we said tonight was very cute, but really moot and pointless, because the real issue here is not the tchum issue, it's the fact that's very calm, that we have all these leniencies. The fact that he brought it in a truck, a FedEx truck or an Amazon truck pulls up on your block, goes up Herrick, stops in front of your house, brings you something, that means he violated an Isser Midah Oraisa, not of tchum, but of driving. That's an Isser Oraisa.
It's not Jewish.
He's not Jewish, but a guy violated an Issa Daraisa to bring you something. What is that like? That's like a guy picked a fruit for you on Shabbos, or caught a fish for you on Shabbos. And that's usher for everybody, you and your next door neighbor. So therefore, next week we're going to have to figure out how are we going to deal with the fact that the guy drove a truck.
Well, halacha wasn't done with the package, like you said earlier.
Malacha wasn't done with the package.
By tchum, it's not, nothing changed in the package.
Right, because the package changed place. But here, that's because the nature of the Isser of tchum is not a change in the chayfetz.
Nice.
Here, but that's because the malacha of tchum and the malacha of hotza'ah are qualitatively different than other malachos, because they only relate to an item here or there.
Yeah. Avara was on the truck, not on the package.
Right, but applies two items, so it could be a more chametic thing. You're raising very good question. If we're talking about a U.S. Postal Service who's going to your house anyway
to a presentation
for other items
of Ben's
and
Rephrase
that. He's not, if he's not driving special for you, then you're right. You'll have a kula of nerlach and nerlamei. But he drove to your house.